弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters.
很高兴在复活的早晨能够跟大家聚在一起。
I'm very glad to gather together with brothers and sisters on this resurrection morning.
今天是传统意义上的复活节，是纪念主复活的日子。
Today is a traditional festival, the day to commemorate the resurrection of our Lord.
但对我们所有蒙得救的基督徒来说，我们每个主日聚在一起，一同聚在主的桌子面前来领受主的饼杯的时候，就是来纪念我们复活的主。
But for us Christians who have been saved by grace, every Sunday morning, every Lord's Day, as we gather together before the table, we are here to receive, is to remember the resurrection of our God.
在复活，特别在美国，在复活节前后，有些学校或者是公司会有放假。
Before and after Easter in America, some companies and schools would have a break.
我女儿就非常喜欢放假的日子。
My daughter loves those breaks.
因为放假日子，她就不用去上学了，不用做作业了。
Because she does not need to go to school or do any homework.
她就可以来享受节日的假期。
She could enjoy the time off.
但其实我们思想。很多节日的设定都是与重大的牺牲和很大的代价有关的。
But as we consider that many festivals and holidays are established because there's a great sacrifice and a great price being paid.
人们为了纪念这些巨大的牺牲和所付出的代价，就设立了这一些的节日。
People made the holidays to commemorate those sacrifices and the price being paid.
就像许多国家的国庆日，往往就是付出了巨大代价之后的独立的日子。
For instance, many national days are celebrated because of the freedom they gain after this tremendous price being paid.
所以设立这些节日就是为了来纪念来之不易的日子。
The holidays are to commemorate those hard-earned days.
所以我们今天之所以有复活节、有复活的日子，是因为我们的父神为我们付上了极重的代价。
Today we can have the Easter holiday and the day of the resurrection. It is all because our Heavenly Father has paid a heavy price for us.
因为就是逾越节被杀的羔羊，是神的儿子为我们付出了生命的代价，所以今天我们才会有这个复活的日子。
Because of the Passover lamb, the Son of God laid down his own life for our sake, we can have this day of resurrection.
所以我们每一个在主日复活的日子都要来纪念我们的主，来纪念我们主的爱，来纪念为我们死而复活的主。
Therefore, on every day of our Lord's resurrection, we will come together to remember our Lord, remember His love, and to remember who He died for us and was resurrected for us.
今天下午在主复活的日子，在今年的复活节，我们当中有十多位的弟兄姐妹要奉主的名来受浸，这是一件非常有意义的事。
This afternoon, on the day of Lord's resurrection on this Easter, there will be more than 10 brothers and sisters baptized into Christ in Jesus' name. It is such a meaningful thing.
这些弟兄姐妹要借着受浸来见证主的爱，来见证复活的主，使我们得着了这个复活的生命。
Through baptism, they will testify God's love for us through their baptism, testify that resurrected God has given them the resurrected life.
同时在这个主复活的日子，我们众人也一样要来思考一个问题，我们要怎样能够更好的来纪念为我们死而复活的主。
Today, at the meantime, we also need to consider how we can better commemorate our Lord who died and resurrected for us.
我们如何才能让主赐给我们这个死而复活的这个生命可以不断的成长？
How we can keep this resurrection life growing?
让这个复活的生命在我们的生活的当中能够不断的被见证，被彰显出来。
So that this resurrection life can be testified and be manifested.
所以下面我们要一起来读两处的圣经。
Let's read the scriptures together.
第一处是在旧约哈该书第一章。
The first one is in Book of Haggai, Chapter 1.
旧约哈该书第一章第八节。
Haggai, Chapter 1, Verse 8.
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Go to the mountains, bring wood, and build the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be honored, says the Lord.
第二处是在整本圣经最后一节， 启示录十四章。
The second verse in the last book of the Bible, Book of Revelation, chapter 14.
启示录十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
我又观看，在羔羊站，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him the 144,000.Who had his name and the name of his father written on their foreheads.
在开始我要分享负担的时候，我先想跟大家分享一下我是怎么得到今天要分享的这个负担的。
Before I share, brothers and sisters, with today's message, I would like to talk about how I got the burden for today's message.
我们知道，我们每年有一次的夏令会，我们夏令会就是把我们聚集在一起。
We know that each year we have our summer conference. It is a time that we gather together.
让我们生命得以成长是一个宝贵的机会。
It is a great opportunity for our spiritual life to grow.
我们知道夏令会的报名上个主日已经开始了。
We know the registration was opened since last week.
我不知道大家有没有所有人都已经看过这个报名的通知。
I don't know if everyone has already seen the announcement of the registration.
如果大家看过报名通知的话，会发现今年呢，我们下午分组的分享的题目呢，跟往年呢有一些不同。
If you have read the announcement of the registration, you would notice that this year's topics for the afternoon workshops are different from those of the previous years.
所以我们在报名的时候呢，也要来寻求一下，我应该参加哪一组的专题的交通分享。
Therefore, we need to seek the Lord's guidance in choosing the workshops to attend in the afternoon.
我们有八个专题，八个专题当中有一个题目是叫如何在日常的生活中得着永恒的价值。
There were eight topics. One of them is finding eternal value in everyday living.
这个专题就是说到我们每一次的聚集，特别是我们参加了一些特会，像我们的夏令会或者年轻人的冬令会之后，我们好像是在一个山顶，我们很可以清晰地看见异象。
This workshop talks about our gatherings, our Christian conference such as the summer conference and our winter retreat. It seems like we were on the mountaintops. We saw a vision.
但一回到我们日常的每天的生活当中，我们所看见的异象好像就渐渐地消失了。
But after we return home, that vision seems to fade in our daily living.
所以这个专题的目的就是说让我们来一起来寻求，一起来学习，当我们在山顶得着异象之后，我们如何才能在我们地上每天的生活当中可以能够来学习得到永存的价值。
The purpose of this workshop is for us to seek and learn how to gain eternal value in our daily living after we obtain this vision at the mountaintop.
当我在思想这个题目的时候，主就问了我一个问题。
As I was meditating on this topic, God asked me a question.
你有没有到过山顶的经历？
Have you had the experience of being on the mountaintop?
你有没有在山顶看见过异象的经历？
Have you had the experience of seeing a vision on the mountain?
如果没有山顶的经历，或者不清楚我到底有没有上到过山顶去的时候，
If you have never had the experience of being on the mountain, or are not even sure whether or not you have been on the mountain,
那么我们就很难在地上日常的生活当中得到永恒的价值。
Then it will be hard to find eternal value in our everyday living.
所以这个就是成了我今天所要交通的负担。
This is how I got the burden for today's message.
我们每一个人要有上山的经历。
We all need to have the experience of being on the mountain.
我们每个人要有山上的经历。
We all need to have the experience of being in the mountain.
圣经中记载了许多的山，但我不知道大家知不知道，圣经中提到第一座山是什么山。
There are many mountains mentioned in the Bible, but do you know which is the first one mentioned in the Bible?
圣经中提到的第一座山是在创世纪第八章当中，叫做亚拉略山。
The first mountain mentioned in the Bible is in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, called Mountain Ararat.
这座山的名字叫亚拉略山。
Mount Ararat.
当时神用洪水审判全地，但是在方舟里的人呢，都蒙拯救。
At that time, God sent a flood to judge the world, but all that's in the ark remained.
当洪水泛滥在地上，共有150天。
The waters prevailed upon the earth for 150 days.
之后水就渐渐地消退。
Then the flood receded.
圣经说到7月17日方舟停在亚拉列山上。
The Bible said on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest upon one of the mountains of Ararat.
方舟说到我们的主耶稣基督。
The ark refers to our Lord Jesus.
凡是进入到方舟里的人就是在基督里就蒙拯救的人。
All those in the ark were saved, means all those in Christ were saved.
方舟停在亚拉列山上就给我们看见神不仅仅把我们放在了方舟里同时神也叫我们停在山上。
The ark came to rest upon one of the mountains of Ararat. It lets us see that God not only puts us in the ark, but he also let us rest on the mountains of Ararat.
我们蒙恩得救以后我们不仅仅是在基督里而且神已经把我们放在了山顶之上。
After we were saved by grace,We were not only in Christ, but we also are placed on mountaintop.
我们一门得救的地位就是在高处。
Our position after we were saved is on higher ground.
这就是神借着救恩赐给我们的地位。
This is a position God gave us through His salvation.
所以我们可以来说，为什么我们叫做神天上的子民。
Therefore, we can say we have become the people of the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们已经站在了属灵的高处。
It is because we are on high spiritual ground.
就像我们开始唱的诗歌当中所说的，我们已经凭信站立天的高峰。
It is as the hymn we just sang, "Let us stand by faith on heaven's tableland."
而且圣经特别的提到，七月十七日，方舟停在亚拉列山上。
And the Bible particularly mentioned that on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest upon the mountain.
七月当时也叫亚比月。
The 7th month is called the month of Ethanim.
我们就知道这就是以色列人出埃及的月份。
It was the month in which the Israelites came out of Egypt.
所以七月十七日就是复活的日子。
Therefore, we know the 17th day of the 7th month is a date of resurrection.
因为十四日是逾越节的日子。
Because Passover is on the 14th.
三天后复活，所以七月十七日就是预表着主耶稣从死里复活。
In 3 days, Jesus was resurrected. Therefore, the 17th day of the 7th month is the date of Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们看到，圣经是实在是神所默示的。
Again, we see that all scripture is inspired by God.
在诺亚的日子就预言到了以色列人出埃及的日子。
In Noah's time, it already foretold the days of the Israelites came out of Egypt.
在诺亚的日子也预言到了主耶稣复活的日子。
In Noah's time, it already foretold the date of Jesus' resurrection.
七月十七日方舟停在亚拉列山上神借着救恩把我们放在基督里与他一同复活一同坐在天上。
On the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest upon the mountains of Ararat. Through God's salvation, he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ.
亚拉列山是圣经提到的第一座山。
Mount Ararat is the first mountain mentioned in the Bible.
圣经里还有很多其他的山。
There are many other mountains mentioned in the Bible.
在旧约中我们知道亚伯拉罕在摩亚利山上献以撒。
In the Old Testament, we know Abraham went to Mount Moriah to offer Isaac as a sacrifice.
神在西乃山上向摩西传律法。
God gave Moses the laws on Mount Sinai.
以利亚在加密山上胜过450个巴利的先知。
Elijah defeated 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
在新约中我们看见我们的主是在山上向门徒讲到天国八福。
In the New Testament, we see Jesus taught his disciples the beatitudes of the kingdom of heaven.
主在变化山上改变形象显出他荣耀的样子。
Jesus was transfigured and became radiant in glory on Mount Transfiguration.
主在加略山上为我们被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified on Mount Calvary.
最后主在橄榄山上升天并应许他的再来。
Lastly, Jesus ascended to heaven and promised his own return on the mountain of Olives.
圣经中的山往往被称为耶和华的山。
The mountains in the Bible often refer to as the mountain of God.
就代表着属灵属天的地位。
It symbolizes their spiritual and the heavenly position.
耶和华的山也是神启示异象的地方。
The mountains of God are also the places where God reveals his visions.
我们要得到异象，要得到山上的样式，我们就要来到耶和华的山上。
If we are to gain the vision and to make everything according to the pattern shown to us on the mountain, we have to come to the mountain of God.
耶和华的山也是神建造工作开始的地方。
The mountains of God is also where he started his work.
神在我们当中建造的工作不是从地上开始，而是从山上开始。
The place where God started his work among us is not from the ground, but on the mountains.
所以我们开始读的圣经哈该书中说到，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，或者是家的意思，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。
This is why we read the Bible when in the scripture of Haggai. It says, go up to the mountains, bring wood, and build the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be honored.
这是耶和华当时对回到耶路撒冷来重建的那些犹大人说的。
This is what God said to the Jews who returned to Jerusalem.
我们被神拯救成为神家里的人。
Since we have been saved and have become the family of God,
我们每一个神家里人都有一个责任，就是要有份于神家的建造。
We all share the responsibility in the building of the temple of God.
我们要来建造这个圣殿，建造神的家，就必须上山取材。
If we are to build the temple of God, we have to bring wood from the mountains.
神家所有建造的材料必须来自于山上。
All the building materials of wood has to be from the mountains.
我们不可能从世界当中找材料来建造神的家。
We cannot bring wood from this world, the materials from this world, to build the house of God.
神的家是一个属灵的家，是一个属天的家。
God's house is a spiritual house, a heavenly house.
建造的材料也一定是属天的。
All the materials are of heaven.
而属天的材料只能来自于山。
And the woods and the materials can only be from the mountains.
所以为了神家的建造，我们不能闲懒。
So we cannot be lazy in building the temple of God.
我们要上山取材，建造这殿。
We need to go up to the mountains, bring wood, and build the temple.
当我们一起上山取材，建造这殿，这是一件能叫神喜乐且得荣耀的事。
God will be so pleased and honored if we go up to the mountains to bring wood together.
下面我们要从圣经当中一个人物的经历来一同学习，我们要怎么样子来上山取材，建造这殿。
Now let us learn from the example of the experience of one person in the Bible to learn how to bring wood from the mountains.
圣经中记载的很多的人物。
There are many figures recorded in the Bible.
我们知道圣经中的所有的人物，除了我们的主耶稣，其实都与我们性情是有关的。
We know that all the figures except Jesus are related in characteristics to us.
这些人物他们其实身上有很多完全不一样的经历跟特点。
They have drastically different experiences and characteristics.
我们知道在亚伯拉罕经历当中，我们看到他有住了四座坛的经历。
We learn Abraham in his experience, he built four altars.
在以撒的经历当中，我们看到他挖了四口井。
Isaac digged four wells.
在雅各的经历当中，我们知道他立了四根柱子。
Jacob built four pillars.
在约瑟的身上，我们看到他有四件不同的衣服。
Joseph had four different garments.
我发现在圣经当中有一个人，他许多的经历是有山有关的。
I noticed that one person in the Bible, in many of his experiences, they have to do with mountains.
这个人就是摩西。
This person is Moses.
所以下面我们要从摩西登过的四座山的经历来看，他是如何上山取材建造这殿的。
Now let's see how Moses went up to the mountains to bring wood to build the temple through his experiences related to four mountains.
第一座山何烈山。
The first mountain is Mount Horeb.
摩西的意思就是从水里被拉出来的。
The name Moses means to pull out or draw out of water.
我们从圣经中知道，摩西三个月的时候，为了逃避埃及王的迫害，就被放在了一个箱子里，搁在河边。
We knew from the Bible that when Moses was 3 months old, in order to avoid the persecution of Pharaoh, he was put in a basket placed in a river.
后来他被法老的女儿收养，所以我们可以说摩西是从水里被拉出来的人。
Later he was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, so we can say that he was drawn out of water.
或者从新约的话说，摩西从小就是被神放在方舟里的人。
Or from the New Testament, we can say Moses was placed in the ark since he was a child.
当我们看到当他长大之后，摩西就有心要来拯救以色列人，神的百姓。
And we can see when he grew up, he has the heart to save God's people, the Israelites.
他有这样一个心，他要来建造神的家。
He had the heart to build the temple of God.
但我们看到他当时手中是没有建造神家材料的。
However, we can see that he did not have the wood in his hand.
他需要上山去取材。
He needs to fetch the wood from the mountains.
所以神就把他带到旷野，用40年的时间来预备他，来预备他上山取材。
Therefore, the Lord brought him to the wilderness for 40 years to prepare him to bring wood from the mountains.
所以我们看到，当神的时间到了之后，有一次摩西引着羊群往旷野去。
We can see that when God's time has come, Moses led the fold of the sheep to the wilderness.
到了神的山，就是何烈山。
To the mountain of God, which is Mount Horeb.
在那里，摩西看见了一个异象。
There, Moses saw a vision.
他看见了荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
He was amazed to see that the burning bush was not consumed.
什么叫做神家的建造？
What is the burning of the temple of God?
神家的建造就是荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
The beauty of the temple of God is the burning bush that was not consumed.
我们这些荆棘经过神火的审判，却没有被烧毁而得存留。
We are the bushes after going through the test of fire, were not burnt up but lived on.
这就是神所要的神家的建造。
This is the beauty of the temple of God that God wants.
所以我们可以来想象，如果是在40年前年轻气盛的摩西来治理神的家的话。
We can imagine that if it were the Moses 40 years ago who was impulsive to take charge of the house of God.
就像火烧在荆棘上，一下子就把荆棘给烧尽了。
It would be the burning bush which might have been burnt up.
如果我们没有上山取材，当我们在神家里来建造的时候，往往就是把荆棘烧尽。
If we do not go up to the mountains to bring wood to build the house of God, the bush will be consumed.
我们不可能在神家有任何的建造。
There will be no edification.
我们知道，无论是神的家，还是我们个人自己的家，都是如此。
We know this is a case whether it is the building of the house of God or our own house.
我们自己的家里有的时候不仅仅是荆棘被烧毁。
In our own house, it is not only that the bush was burnt.
可能会是荆棘被炸毁。
The bush may even be exploded.
所以为着神家的建造，为着让荆棘被火烧着却没有烧毁，我们就要像摩西一样来上山取材。
In order to build the temple of God, in order to for the burning bush not to be consumed, we need to go up to the mountains.
我们就看到摩西来到何烈山，要过去看这个异象，要来明白这个异象。
We can see that Moses came to the mountain Horeb to see the vision and to understand the vision.
这时神过来对摩西说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”因为你所站的是圣地。
At that time, God said to Moses, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground."
脱鞋一方面说到我们在神面前是不洁的。
Taking off sandals indicates that we are unholy, unclean before God.
是沾染着许多地上污秽的。
There is a lot of unholiness of this world.
而这一切属地属世的，在神眼中是不洁的，是不能被神能够来接受的。
And what is of this earth, of this world, is unacceptable to God.
所以我们先要来脱鞋，来脱离这个属地属世的这样一个玷污。
Therefore, we need to take off our sandals to separate us from the unholiness of this earth.
因为我们不能把属世属地的带进神家的建造中来。
Because we cannot use what is of this world, of this earth, to the house of God.
脱鞋另外一方面也说到，我们在神的面前要放下我们自己一切的权利。
Taking off our sandals also indicates that we need to lay down all our rights.
就像拿俄米那个至亲的亲属将鞋脱下给波阿斯，就表示了他完全放弃了在路德身上的他的权利。
It is like Naomi's close relative who took off the sandals and gave them to Boaz. It symbolized that he's surrendering all his rights on Ruth.
今天我们是不是愿意为着神家建造来取材料，来愿意脱下我们脚上的鞋呢？
Today, are we willing to take off our sandals to lay down ourselves for the sake of bringing wood to build the temple of God?
愿意在神的面前完全放下我们自己。
May we surrender ourselves and lay down ourselves completely before God.
只有一个愿意在神面前脱下鞋的人，才能得着神家建造的材料。
Only those who are willing to take off the sandals can gain the wood to bring the temple of God.
我们人天生都是自我为中心的。
By nature, we're all self-centered.
其实我在想的时候，我在想，如果我们去看我们家中有小小孩的家庭照片的时候
，As I was meditating, I was thinking, if we look at the family pictures of those with little children.
其实。Lamiel 已经让我们看了一些了。
We've already seen some.
所以我们知道，如果有小小孩家庭的家庭照片，永远是小孩子在照片的中心。
If you have seen those family pictures of little children, you can see the little children always in the center position.
永远是站在C位。
They're always standing in the center position.
当我们长大一些，我们可能表现的会谦虚一点。
As we grow a bit older, we may become more modest.
我们可能就不会站在C位，我们可能就站在C位的左面或者右面。
We may not be standing in the center position, maybe to the left or to the right of the center position.
就像雅各跟约翰向主所求的。
It's like what Jacob and Joseph has prayed to the God.
如果我们再谦虚一点，我们就可能站在边上，或者我们站在后面。
If we were humbler, we might even stand on the side or at the back, in the back.
但这个不是叫做在神面前脱鞋。
But this is not what taking off the sandal means.
脱鞋是要我们 out of the picture, 我们不在照片里面。
Taking off the sandals means to be out of the picture.
脱鞋就说到不再是我，乃是基督。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
脱鞋说到不见一人，只见基督。
It is to see no one but Jesus alone.
因为只有基督才能叫烧着的荆棘不被烧毁。
Because only Jesus can cause the burning bush to not be consumed.
只有基督才能来建造神的家。
Only Jesus can build the temple of God.
只有我们身上的基督才能来建造神的家。
Only the Jesus in us can build the house of God.
所以在何烈山上的经历是叫我们脱下我们脚上的鞋。
Therefore, the experience on Mount Horeb is to ask us to take off our sandals.
让我们要 out of the picture, 不在照片里面。
So that we can be out of the picture.
只有这样的人才能成为神家建造的材料。
Only those people can become the wood of the house of the Lord.
第二座山，利非丁。
The second mountain is the mountain Rephidim.
我们知道摩西经过荆棘火焰的异象之后，他就答应了神的呼召，带领以色列的百姓出埃及，过红海，来到了旷野。
We know that after Moses saw the vision of the burning bush, he answered God's calling to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and into the wilderness.
他们按照神的吩咐，一站一站地往前行。
They follow God's guidance step by step.
当他们来到了利非丁的时候，我们知道亚玛利人就来和以色列人征战。
We know when the Israelites came to Rephidim, the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites.
这也是一个我们非常所熟悉的故事。
This is a story that we are very familiar with.
我们知道摩西就吩咐约书亚带领以色列人去和亚玛力人征战。
Moses ordered Joshua to lead the Israelites to fight the Amalekites.
摩西自己和亚伦户尔都上到利非丁的山顶。
Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill.
圣经说到，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
The Bible says, when Moses held his hand up, the Israelites prevailed. But when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed.
神家的建造是一个征战，是一定要经过征战的。
The building of the temple of God is a war. We will go through the war.
因为仇敌的工作就是来破坏神的这个建造工作的。
Because the enemy's work will come to destroy the building of God's temple.
所有神家的建造都是一个属灵的建造。
All the building work of God's temple is spiritual.
所以我们知道，因为是这个属灵的建造，所以这个征战就不是地上的征战，而是一个属灵的征战。
Because we know this edification, this building is spiritual, therefore we know this war is not of this earth, but of spirit.
任何一个属灵的征战一定是天上决定地上，山上决定山下。
In any war, what is in heaven determines what is on earth. What is on the mountains determines what is under the mountain.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。
When Moses held his hand up, the Israelites prevailed. But when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed.
我们在地上常常会有失败。
We often fail on earth.
但我们知道我们失败的原因不在地上。
However, we know the reason for our failure is not on earth.
我们所面临的环境不是我们失败的原因。
Our circumstances are not the reason for our failure.
我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的配偶、我们的孩子不是我们失败的原因。
Our work, our family, our spouse and children are not the reason for our failure.
我姊妹有的时候会生病，她有的时候生病就会去看医生。
Sometimes my wife will get sick, and when she gets sick, she will go see a doctor.
所以医生就问她家里有没有上学的孩子。
And the doctor would ask her, do you have any child going to school?
因为孩子上学回家不仅会把家庭作业带回家，也会把病菌带回家。
Because as our children go to school, they not only bring homework, they also bring back germs.
所以后来医生就告诉他，等孩子以后出去上学了，他生病的机会呢，可能就会减少很多。
So the doctors told her that when the children go to school in the future,The chance will be smaller that she will get sick.
我们往往会把我们失败的原因归于我们周围的这样一个环境，或者是各种各样的人事物。
We often attribute our failure to our circumstances or the people around us.
但这里圣经很清楚地说到，摩西何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
But it is clearly said in the Bible that when Moses held his hand up, the Israel prevailed.
我们失败的原因不是在地上，而是在山上。
The reason of our failure is not on earth, but on mountains.
当我们没有在山上举手，甚至没有在山上，我们在地上就一定会失败，这个是一定的。
If we're not holding our hand up on the mountains, or if we're not even on the mountains, our failure is destined, predestined.
而我们在地上能得胜，不是因为我们在地上多有能力，而是因为我们在山上举手。
If we can prevail on earth, it is not because how capable we are, but because we have hold our hand up on the mountains.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。
When Moses held his hand up, the Israel prevailed.
我们都很熟悉的一节圣经说到。你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
We are familiar with the verse that as your days, so will your strength be.
这个日子不是其他的什么日子，而是我们在山上举手的日子。
This day is not referring to any other days, but the days when we hold our hand up on the mountains.
神家的建造不是我们在地上可以做什么或者做多了什么。
The building of God's temple is not about what we can do on earth,
而是我们在山上做了些什么。
But what we do on the mountains.
神家的建造在于我们 有没有在山上居首。
The beauty of God's temple is about whether or not we have hold our hand up on the mountains.
神的家为什么会有软弱，会有失败？
Why there is weakness and failure in God's house?
不是因为我们所处的世代险恶、败坏、黑暗。
It is not because of the time that we are in is crooked, perverse, and dark.
不是因为这个人或者是那个人。
It is not because of this person or that person.
而是因为我们不常来到山上。
But because we do not often come to the mountains.
是因为我们不常来到山上举手祷告。
Not often hold our hand up on the mountains to pray.
愿我们当中有更多的弟兄姐妹，我们愿意一起来到山上。
May we have more brothers and sisters that we willingly come up to the mountains.
一同在山上举手。
To hold our hands up in prayer.
一同来到山上举手祷告。
To hold our hands up in prayer together.
来得到神家建造的材料，来建造神的家。
To gain the material, the wood for the building of God's temple.
第三座山西乃山。
The third mountain is Mount Sinai.
摩西带领以色列的百姓出埃及之后，满了三个月就来到了西乃山。
In the third month after Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, they came to Mount Sinai.
我们大家也都非常熟悉摩西的这段经历。
We are very familiar with this experience of Moses.
耶和华从山上呼唤摩西，摩西就上山到神那里。
The Lord called to Moses from the mountain, and Moses went up to God.
在西乃山上，摩西从神那里得到了十诫和律法。
On Mount Sinai, God gave Moses the law and the Ten Commandments.
他得到了会幕的启示。
He revealed to him how to make the tabernacle.
他也得到了山上的样式。
He gave him a vision to make everything according to the pattern.
因为神家的建造只能是照着山上的样式。
Because the building of God's temple can only be according to the pattern shown on the mountain.
神家的建造不能照着其他的样式来建造。
It cannot be built according to other patterns.
神家的建造也不是没有任何样式的建造。
Nor is it a building with no pattern at all.
神家的建造只能是照着山上的样式。
The building of the temple of God has to be according to the pattern shown us on the mountains.
而山上样式的启示只能到山上来得着。
And the vision for the pattern has to be gained from the mountains.
而要到山上去得着山上样式的路，不是一条容易的路。
But the way up to the mountain to receive the pattern shown on the mountain is not an easy way.
反而是一条艰难的路。
It is a difficult road.
是一条没有捷径的路。
A road with no shortcut.
是一条要完全顺服的路。
It is a way of complete obedience.
只有我们完全的顺服，才能够达到山顶，来到山上，得到山上样式的启示。
It is a way of complete obedience. Only when we walk down the path of complete obedience can we reach the summit and gain the vision of the pattern of the mountain.
当我们来读出埃及记的时候，
As we read the book of Exodus,
我们有没有数过摩西到底上过几次西乃山？
Have we counted how many times did Moses go up to Mount Sinai?
以后大家有机会可以查啊，绝对不止三次。
If you have opportunity, you can look it up. It's definitely more than three times.
所以我们看到摩西上过许多次西乃山，才从神那里完完全全地得着了山上的样式。
And we can see that Moses went up to Mount Sinai several times before he can gain the complete vision of the pattern of the mountain.
我们知道有的时候摩西上山之后，他很快就下山。
We know there are several times Moses came down from the mountain not long after he went up to it.
有的时候却要在山上有四十天之久。
However, sometimes he would stay there for over 40 days.
摩西有的时候上到山顶需要经过雷轰闪电和密云。
Sometimes there were thunder, the lightning flashes, and a thick cloud over the mountain.
我们需要向神有完全的顺服，才能上到山顶，能够来取材。
We must obey the Lord completely to gain the wood of the mountain.
我们上山取材的路是一条要完全顺服的路。
The road up to the mountain is a road of complete obedience.
虽然这条上山的路会有曲折，会有艰难，但是这一条顺服的路能把我们带到山上。
This road up to the mountain is difficult, filled with challenges, but this is a road leading us to the mountain, the summit.
而这条顺服的路也是能够把我们带到山顶的唯一的道路。
And this road is the only road that can lead us to the mountaintop.
如果我们没有完全的顺服，没有完全顺服在神安排给我们的环境和时间的时候，我们就没有办法达到山顶。
Without our complete obedience to the circumstances and the timing that God has predetermined, we could not get to the mountains or fetch the wood.
我个人来说是比较喜欢山，喜欢爬山的人。
Personally, I like mountains. I like to climb the mountains.
虽然 Houston 是一个没有山的地方。
Even Houston does not have mountains.
可能我小的时候有一小段的时间我住在山区。
There was a period when I was little, I lived in a mountainous area.
是一个叫地无三分平的地方。
It is a place where there is no flat road.
是一个开门见山，每天出门都要走山路的地方。
It is a hilly place that there are a lot of winding roads. As soon as you open the door, you can see the mountains.
所以我姊妹常常说我身体比她好的原因是因为我小时候走了很多的山路。
My wife often says that the reason that I'm healthier than her is because I have walked on many hilly roads.
所以我们家出去度假也往往会去一些有山的可以爬山的地方。
So when we go on vacation, we often choose to go to the places that with mountains.
有一次我带着我们家两个孩子去爬一座山。
There was once I brought my two children to climb a mountain.
那时候他们的年龄已经足够大了。
They were old enough.
所以哥哥呢，他就带着妹妹，很快的就走到了我的前面，一会儿呢，我就看不到他们了。
Therefore, my son took his younger sister and walked ahead of us. So I couldn't see them.
但当我爬到山顶的时候呢，我却没有看到他们。虽然上山的路呢只有一条。
But when I get to the top, the mountain top, I did not see them.But there is only one way to the mountaintop.
所以我在山上等了有近半个小时，我才看到他们上来。
So I waited for almost half an hour before I could see them coming up the mountain.
问了他们之后，我才知道为什么他们反而比我晚到山顶。
Then I asked them to, and then they told me why they are 30 minutes later than I did.
我们知道一般比较高的山，上山的路呢，都是弯弯曲曲的。
We know for some high mountains, the way up to the mountaintop is very winding.
很多上山的路其实是之字形的。
It's zigzagging.
所以呢，他们在一个地方呢，他们贪快呢，就没有顺着这个之字形而上，他们就直接呢就爬了捷径，就要这样上去了。
So at one point, instead of going through the zigzagging road, they cut the corner and took the shortcut.
但因为这个捷径呢，他们错过了一个指示方向的路牌。
But because they took the shortcut, they missed the signpost.
之后呢，他们所走的路呢，就不是上山的路呢，反而是下山的路。
Therefore, the road they took was not the way up, but down the hill.
所以当然就没有办法到山顶。
Therefore, this road did not lead them to the mountain top.
我最后问他们，他们后来是怎么知道走错了路了呢？
Then I asked them how they figure out this is not the right way.
他们告诉我说，他走着走着呢，就看到有汽车开的路了。
They told us as we walked, we saw there are many vehicles on the road.
所以他们就知道走错了，就只能老老实实的回头，沿着上山的路呢上山。
That's how they knew they were on the wrong way, and they had to dutifully follow the right path to the mountain top.
这也提醒到我们一件事。
This also reminded us one thing.
当我们越来越靠近世界的时候，
as we get closer to this world,
当我们越来越要追求地上的好处的时候，
as we trying to pursue the more benefits of this world,
我们就不是走在山上的人。
We are no longer on the way up the hill.
我们就不是走在上山的路。
We are no longer on the way to the mountains.
我们就要被提醒，我们要回头。
We need to be reminded and we need to turn back.
上到山顶的路一定是一条要完全顺服的路。
The way up the mountain is a mountain, is a road of complete obedience.
虽然这条顺服的路不是一条容易的路，甚至是一条非常缓慢的路。
Even though this road of complete obedience is not an easy way, it takes time.
但这条是顺服的路，却能把我们带到山上。
But this road can lead us to the mountain.
所以我们看到，因着摩西的顺服，他能上山取材。
Therefore, we can see because of Moses' obedience, he could fetch the wood on the mountain.
因着他的顺服，他呢就能在山上得到了山上的样式。
Because of his complete obedience, he can get the pattern of the mountains.
好叫神家的建造是照着山上的样式。
So that God's house can be built according to the pattern on the mountain.
第四座山，比斯加山。
The fourth mountain is a Mount Pisac.Pisgah.
摩西到了120岁，神吩咐摩西上到那与耶利哥相对的比斯加山顶。
When Moses was 120 years old, the Lord ordered him to go to the top of Mount Pisgah, across from Jericho.
那时摩西的眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败，他仍旧可以登山。
At that time, Moses' eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. He could still climb the mountains.
神纪念年迈的摩西，就把基列全地，直到但、拿弗他利全地、以法莲、马拿西的地、犹大全地，直到西海、南地和棕树城耶利哥的平原，直到索尔，都指给他看。
The Lord was gracious to Moses, who was senile.There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the whole region of the valley of Jericho, the city of Palms, as far as Zoar.
神在山上让摩西看见了迦南的美地。
God let Moses see the promised land of Canaan.
神在山顶上把他赐给以色列百姓的应许之地，完完全全一样不漏的指给摩西看。
On the mountain, the Lord showed Moses the whole land he had promised to the Israelites.
我们也要来到山上。
We also need to come up the mountain.
只有来到山上，我们才能清清楚楚看到神要给叫我们完全得着的。
Only when we come up to the mountains can we see what God wants us to gain.
只有到了山上，我们才能完完全全明白神的心意。
Only when we are on the mountains can we understand the will of God.
只有来到山上，我们才能看见神量给我们的地界是坐落在佳美之处。
Only when we come on the mountains can we see the boundary lines have fallen for me in the pleasant places.
只有我们来到了山上，我们才能从心中来说，神给我们的产业实在美好。
Only when we are on the mountains can we say from our heart that surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我们要上山，我们要来到山上，来看见神家的建造，就是要我们居住在这荣美之地。
We need to go up to the mountains to see the beauty of God's temple is to dwell in the beautiful land.
神家的建造就是要我们住在基督里。
The beauty of God's temple is for us to abide in Jesus.
我们要来到山上看见这个荣美。
We need to come up to the mountains to see the glory.
因看见了这个美好，让我们心中来羡慕有份于神家的建造。
As we see this beautiful land, we can have the desire to build the house of God.
来羡慕有份于这个荣美的建造。
To have the desire to be part of this building.
所以我们要上山，我们要到山上取材来建造这殿。
Therefore, we need to go up to the mountains to bring wood and build the house of God.
但接着神在比斯加山顶上对摩西说。
But later God said to Moses on Mount Pisgah,
现在你眼睛看见了。你却不得过到那里去。
I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it.
我想，如果我是摩西的话，我怎么回答神呢
？I was thinking, if I were Moses, how would I respond?
我可能会对神说：“我看都看见了，为什么你不让我进去呢
I might have said to the Lord, You have let me see with my eyes, but why you will not let me cross over into?
但我们看到摩西听到神这么对他说，他没有来问神为什么。
But we see that when the Lord told Moses this, he did not ask why.
他没有来向神有一点点的抱怨。
He did not complain.
他没有像西西家那样转脸朝墙。
He was not like Hezekiah who turned his face to the wall.
我们知道那时候摩西虽然年纪老迈，但是他的眼目并没有昏暗，他的精神并没有衰败。
We saw that Moses, even though he was senile at that time, his eyes were not weak, nor was his strength gone.
可是摩西对神的安排，他没有埋怨。
He had no complaint on God's plan.
摩西其实在上山前，神已经清楚地告诉了他，他也清楚地知道，这一次他上山去就不会再回来。
Before he came, went up to the mountain, he knew, and God has already told him that this time, as he went up to the mountain, he would no longer come back.
但他没有犹豫，而是完全接受了神的安排。
But he did not hesitate. He completely accepted God's plan.
他上到了比斯加山顶。
He went to the top of Mount Pisgah.
圣经说到，耶和华的仆人摩西死在他所登的山上。
The Bible said, Moses, the servant of God, died on the mountain.
摩西是一个上山的人。
Moses is a mountain climber.
他最后死在了他所登的山上。
He died on the mountain he was climbing.
摩西是在山上得着了安息。
He gained a rest on the mountain.
他安息在了神的应许里。
He rests in God's promise.
他安息在了神的安排中。
Rest in God's plan.
他安息在永远荣耀的盼望里。
Rest in eternal glorious hope.
所以他没有失望，他也不会失望。
Therefore, he was not disappointed. He would not be disappointed.
这就是山上的安息。
This is a rest on the mountain.
而这个安息是神家建造所需要的。
This is a rest we need for building the house of God.
很多时候我们对神家的光景，我们是会灰心，会有失望，会有怨言。
Many times we were disappointed with the condition of the building of God's house.
但当我们上山取材，我们就把这个山上的安息能够带到神家的建造中来。
But as we went up to the mountain to bring wood, we will bring the edification.
我们不仅不再会有失望，能够完全在安息的神的工作的当中，而且我们对神家的建造充满着荣耀的盼望。
We are no longer disappointed. Instead, we can be completely rest in the work of God and have glorious hope.
希伯来书说到，摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬重。
In the book of Hebrew, it says Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant.
摩西是一个上山的人，是一个为着神的家建造到山上取材的人。
Moses is a mountain climber. He was the one who went up to the mountain to bring wood.
摩西在何烈山神的面前脱下脚上的鞋，来脱离属地属世。
Moses took off his sandals before God on Mount Horeb to indicate that It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in him.
他脱下脚上的鞋，从此不再是我，而是基督，好让我们身上的基督来建造神的家，叫烧着的荆棘不被烧毁。
He took off his sandals to indicate it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, so that we can allow Jesus in us to build God's temple.
摩西在利非丁山上举手，为着山下征战的得胜。
On Mount Rephidim, Moses held his hand up for the victory under the mountain.
让我们一同来到山上，一同在山上举手，一同来举手祷告，让我们一同能够来经历到神家的得胜。
Let us all come up to the mountains to hold our hands together, to pray together, so that we can experience the victory of the house of God.
摩西在西乃山完全的顺服，来到山上，在山上得着了山上的样式。
Moses' complete obedience on Mount Sinai allows him to receive the pattern on the mountains.
让我们能够来学习顺服，去上山取材，在山上得着山上的样式，好叫神家的建造是照着山上的样式。
May we learn the complete obedience so that we can come on the mountains to bring wood to build the house of God according to the pattern of the mountains.
摩西来到比斯加山上，他看见了神的应许之地。
When Moses came up to Pisgah, he saw God's promised land.
让我们也来到山上，看见神家的荣美，让我们心中来羡慕与这个羡慕有份于这个荣美的建造。
Let us all come to the mountains, to the glorious beauty of the house of God, to have a desire, to have a part in the glorious building.
最后，摩西死在了他所登的山上，在山上他得着了永远的安息。
Lastly, Moses died on the mountain he was climbing. He gained the eternal rest.
也让我们能够来到高处，来得到这个山上的安息。当神家的建造满了这个山上的安息。
Let us all come to the high ground to gain the rest on the mountains, that the beauty of the house of God be filled with the rest of the mountain.
摩西是神的仆人，是在神的全家承揽敬忠的仆人。
Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant.
摩西他上山取材，忠心在神家中来建造。
He went up to the mountain to bring wood. He was faithful for the building of the temple of God.
摩西死后，圣经特别提到一句话。
After Moses died, the Bible particularly mentioned,
耶和华将摩西埋葬。
God buried Moses.
在耶和华的眼中，看圣名之死极为宝贵。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants.
这个宝贵说到是神亲自将他们埋葬。
Precious because this is indicated that by the fact that Lord buried them.
神纪念这些在神家中承揽敬忠的仆人。
God remembers those who is faithful.
神宝贵那些为着神家建造而上山取材的人。
God treasures who went up to the mountains to bring wood.
摩西上山取材之路是一条成圣的路。
The way up to the mountain of Moses is a way of to be sanctified.
是一条得荣耀的路。
Is a victorious way.
摩西最后被神埋葬，其实是被神带到荣耀中去。
Moses was buried by God because God brought him to glory.
摩西可以最后在变化山上与主一同显现在荣耀中。
Moses can appear in glory on Mount Transfiguration with Jesus.
今年我们夏令会报名通知当中有一节圣经说到，在末后的日子必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
In the announcement of this year's summer conference, there is one verse mentioned. In the last days, many nations will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountains of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob.
对我们每一个蒙了神救恩的人，无论是我们信主已经很多年，还是今天下午才要受浸的弟兄姐妹。
For all of us who have been saved by grace, whether you have been saved for many years as our brothers and sisters, or you're one of those who will be baptized this afternoon, God wants us to become His family.
神不仅让我们成为神家里的人，而且神要我们来有份于神家的建造。
God not only wants us to become His family, but He also wants us to have part in the building of the temple of God.
作为神的儿女，作为神家里的人，我们要常常聚在一起，就是为了神家的建造。
As children of God, as God's family, we should gather together very often for the building of the temple of God.
这不是少数人的事，或者是绝大多数人的事，这是我们每一个神儿女理应做的事情。
It is not the job of a few people or of the majority, but for each and every one of God's children.
我们每一个神的儿女都要来回应说，我们登耶和华的山，我们奔雅各神的殿。
Each and every one of God's children should say, Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob.
我们在夏令会弟兄姐妹能够聚在一起，就是来登耶和华的山，来奔雅各神的殿。
during this summer conference, this is for us to go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob.
我们能够聚在一起，就是一起来上山取材，一起来建造神的家。
Our gathering together is to go up to the mountains to bring wood to build the temple of God.
我们鼓励到今天还没有报名的弟兄姐妹，今天我们就来报名。
We encourage the brothers and sisters, if you have not registered, today is the day to sign up.
让我们一同登耶和华的山，一同奔雅各神的殿。让我们一同上山取材，一同建造神的家。
Let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of God of Jacob. Let us build the house of God together.
这是蒙神所祝福，蒙神所宝贵，也是蒙神永远纪念的事。
This is blessed by the Lord, treasured by the Lord, and remembered by the Lord forever.
圣经中提到的最后一座山叫锡安山。
The last mountain mentioned in the Bible is Mount Zion.
锡安山就是神旨意完成的地方。
Zion means the place where God's will be done.
锡安就是神拣选做他居所的地方。
This is God's chosen place for his dwelling.
所以在圣经最后一卷启示录中说到，羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人。
The last book of the Bible, Revelation, says the Lamb was standing on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000.
羔羊今天已经站在了锡安山上。
Today the Lamb is standing on the Mount Zion.
同羔羊一同站在锡安山上了有144,000人。
And with him 144,000.
这十四万四千人都是跟随羔羊的人。
Those 144,000 are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随羔羊。
Those are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
今天羔羊带我们上山。
Today the Lamb wants to take us up to the mountains.
羔羊的脚踪就是上山的脚踪。
His footsteps are the ones leading up to the mountains.
所有跟随羔羊的人就能跟羔羊一同站在锡安山上。
All those who follow the Lamb are to stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
今天我们愿不愿意成为跟随羔羊的人？
Today, are we willing to be the followers of the Lamb?
愿不愿意成为跟随羔羊上山的人？
Are we willing to be the followers of the Lamb up to the mountains?
愿不愿意要和羔羊一同站在锡安山上？
Are we willing to stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb?
愿我们每一个人都能够来答应神的这个呼召。
May we all answer to the calling of God.
来成为羔羊的同伴。
To become the company of the Lamb.
来成为登耶和华山的人。
To become the ones that go up to the mountains of God.
来成为奔雅各殿的人。
To the temple of God of Jacob.
愿我们每一个人都来上山取材。
May we all go to the mountain. Bring wood and build the temple of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你向着我们这些人是有何等荣耀的这样一个旨意。
How glorious is your will towards us?
你不仅救赎我们，把我们带回到神的家中。
You not only saved us and brought us back to house of God.
你要叫我们有份于神家荣耀的建造。
And you want us to have part in the glorious building of your God.
所以我们求你今天就让我们能够来起来来答应这个荣耀的呼召。
So today we want to stand up and raise us.To answer your calling.
让我们来登耶和华的山，来奔雅各神的殿。
So that we can go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob.
让我们每一个人都能够来上山取材，建造这殿。
So that each and every one of us can go up to the mountains and bring wood and to build the temple of God.
让爱我们的神能够得到喜乐，得到荣耀。
May the God who loves us be pleased and be glorified.
愿那一天我们能在荣耀当中与羔羊一同站在锡安山上。
May on that day we can stand with the Lamb in glory.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.